My name is Al Benda. I'm the community manager for Active Spaces in Cameroon. Active Spaces is a technology incubator that supports local entrepreneurs who are developing projects for the community using technology. We're one of the founding members of AfriLabs. AfriLabs is the alliance of African tech hubs that were invited to Republica. We're basically fighting against poverty, underdevelopment, and corruption in our country using technology and innovation. I'm here at Republica. I'm going to be talking about the problems that we have with ISPs in my country and not providing adequate, reliable internet connection to the population. And this means that information is not going out to the population. And what the entrepreneurs in my community are doing is they're developing projects that are available on a cloud but not on the internet. So basically developing LAN projects, local area network projects. Mesh Potato basically developed a mesh network, and now people can also connect to the internet, but they can connect to each other. Nobody's brought it in yet, but at the same time, Cameroon's developing similar services as Mesh Potatoes. And so what Mesh Potato succeeded in doing, and this is what's inspired many of our entrepreneurs in our community, is that they created this mesh work across the community, and now people in that community can communicate with each other at very low rates and independent of the mobile network operators and the ISPs. We came out here to Berlin because we all wanted to meet for the first time all the African tech hubs as AfriLabs and discuss possibilities for collaboration. Because our markets are so different and diverse, it's very possible that an idea or project that's not working in one market can work in another market. And at the same time, Berlin is it's a society where people are very interested in internet and the digital society. And we believe that there's lots of great partnerships that can develop between AfriLabs and Germany. Because there are a lot more resources here than they are back home, and then there are lots of avenues for collaboration and innovation. Cameroon has it's a population of about 20 million people, and just about 1 million of these are actually internet users. It's expensive. It's extremely expensive for the average Cameroon. Actually, part of what I'm going to talk about today shows that the average Cameroon cannot actually afford internet, and which is why they're forced to share a lot of the bandwidth costs, and which is why bandwidth is also such a problem in turn, just because of the unaffordability. And just the fact that people can't get the information that's available on the internet means that they're not empowered, and the fact that they're not empowered means that they're going to remain in poverty, and this is something that we just have to fight against. So that was our situation. We realized that lots of the entrepreneurs themselves were struggling like in isolated corners trying to solve projects. And we decided, hey, let's bring them together in a hub where they'll meet like-minded people like them and see what we can do together. You know, there wasn't really actually a clear-cut plan, but what we knew was that it was time for us to get together, to think together, and to hash out solutions for the problems that we're facing. It's unfortunate that in Africa, you know, Africa doesn't have the best, especially Cameroon, my community, doesn't have the best technology schools. But Cameroons are so entrepreneurial. You know, they always teach themselves things. And lots of these successful entrepreneurs in my community, they actually taught themselves programming and technology and hardware hacking. They actually taught these things to themselves using the internet. So they're not exactly trained. We take them ourselves through a business acceleration program. It's called the Activation Bootcamp. And basically just the basic things, how to write a business plan, marketing plan, how to execute, evaluate, reiterate, or pivot. And we give them an incubation period of 6 months where they have to work very hard to push out their projects. It's very dynamic. We're reaching out to both communities in Cameroon. There's the Anglophone community and the Francophone community. We have two main languages, two main communities in Cameroon. We're reaching out to them. One is in the commercial capital, a city called Douala, and one is in the educational zone, which is a city called Boya. And in Boya, it's really where we're in touch with the students who are just graduating, coming out of university, and obviously not finding jobs for themselves. And we're reaching out to them. We're saying, hey, stop looking for jobs. You know, come and let's brainstorm and think of ideas we can develop. So you'll find a very young population at Active Spaces. Right now, we're incubating 6 different startups. These are teams of averagely about 3 people. So you have about 18 people coming to Active Spaces per day to work on their projects. It's a very vibrant community. It's a community where a lot of information is shared back and forth. We're always in touch with the latest things that are going on in the world because, you know, we're all looking up different sources of media and all sharing this information with each other. And I think this is what the community at large needs to do is get together, as I've been saying, and just share ideas.